Hichud means Adam. Bach and Shabbat Roy, the Hechsher. Neamina, Hoyfstach and Shapir, Roy of Simonim. Dil Makula, Father Shkitahi. Visba Halodo. Mean Kama Pshitalon in the Vale of Adam. So the mashmois of Rashi is, we're talking about mitzimanim. We're talking about lach shachat ruboi behechsher. The question, we're talking about the mit basra of the kana or mit basra of the vesher. Rashi says, hashtachet shapit beroiv simanim. Right, so it just sounds like we're talking about the Mir Basra of the Veshet, not the Mir Basra of the Kana. Redil Makul Chadashitahi, Vismechalada, Mir Kamrash is Pasha as Neveil. Now, if Rashi is saying that, and that Maisa, the Mashmois, Mashmois, what? I explain why. Yes, Ishtachet Shabbat, Rav Simonin. Okay. Ishtachet Shabbat, Rav Simonin. Rashi is meaning Rashi saying, Rashi is saying, the tzad that it's not a problem is because it was already Shechted. It's already Shechted. Right, it's already shechted, but roiv simanim. Meaning you shechted roiv of two simanim. It's already ishtachet shapir. Right, otherwise not ishtachet shapir necessarily. You only need one simon.
So why does it need some of the veshet?
Because normally you cut the kana first and then the veshet. I don't mean that for the order. If you cut the veshet first and then the kana, no matter. It's at the tail end of two simanim, not tail end of the first simon. That's my discussion here right now. Now the Rashba. Huh? What? You have something to say? Good. says Rashba, Rabbi Say, Hirsh Rashi, the Mid Basra, the Simon Basra. Hirsh Rashi says the Rashba, the Simen Basra, the Mir Basra, the Simen Basra.
Yeah.
That's also the just two ways of reading that?
No, there's no two ways.
That's no two ways, okay. So Rashi learns up in Rashi. I'm talking about the Simen Mir Basra, the Simen Basra. Is that clear? Right? The Chayrus is Diyak, this is the Chayrus, the way I just read the Rashi. Now, so that would chayrin would mean that. So okay. So now, if that's the case, the Gemara Shaila. Shaila is, what does that mean for us in terms of, let's say, the Mir Basra of the first simon? So we have to clear the Shaila Bedas Rashi. We have to clear the Shaila Bedas the Rishayim that argue in Rashi. In other words, when Rashi says that this is the Gemara Shaila, so is Rashi saying, because if it was the Mir Basra of the Simen Kama, then the Gemara wouldn't have a Shaila, and it's Vadai no good? It's Vadai no good? It means the Shehiya, the Mir Basra of the Kana, assuming that he's shechting in order, it would be badai no good, it would be badai considered Shia. The only Shaila is because the Simen, the Mir Basra of the Simen Basra is ready, it's ready, good, the Shechid is finished, that's him. Or no, maybe it's only a Chiddush. Maybe the reason why it happened in that case is a Chiddush to say that maybe even over there it's possible, but in the Chanami, the Shaila will be bad. But the fact that Rashi tells the fact the Shaila in this case, sounds like that the other case is Vadai no good. It's not their problem. The Shiat Basra of the Kana is not going to be a problem. Now, let's go a step further and Claire, Lefi the Rajba. Alright, the Rajba is going to Evan's going to trash Rashi, right? All the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. The Rajba amongst them. The Rajba says, goes to know Rashi, and he argues in Rashi. Everybody argues in Rashi. So the question is, when they're arguing on Rashi, they say that what? That the Gemara before says, Shachat Shnei Shlish, Vigam Shlish is okay, right? Therefore, it's kosher. Shia b'mid basra, chalad b'mid basra is kosher. Shia b'mid basra is kosher. Older Shanim argue. Now, are they only saying that when they're arguing Rashi? Are they only arguing Rashi when it's Shia or Hichlid, b'mid basra of the Siman basra? Or they're going to argue on Rashi, but Hichlid or Shaha, the Miyad Basra, the Siman Kama, maybe they'll be made to Rashi that it's possible. Or was Pashta to Rashi that it's possible? Could be they're also made that it's possible. And their argument is only in the Miyad Basra of the Siman Basra.
Rashi wasn't shy when telling us
Vada in
the
Bible. What?
Rashi told us
Vada in the Bible. The Simakama, what? The Shia, which Rashi?
Right, I know. I think
that's
Rashi.
So which Rashi are we being shy about?
The
Bechatinya Simati.
The one above, I think.
Talk, no? Mid Kam of Shiva and Neveil Abadai?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
So there he said it's Neveil Abadai. So
no.
Here, so he tells us it's Neveil Abadai.
So why is he jumped to Mid Kama? Why is he jumped from the Mid Basra of the Sim Basra to the Mid Kama? Okay, I hear. It's a good question. So, okay, so again, theoretically you could say, which I wasn't happy about this study, you could say that the reason why we hop on the Mid Basra, the Siman Basra, is the Chiddush, that even over there, there's a tzad that it's possible, but it could be on the tzad that it's kosher, it's even the Mid Basra of the Siman Kama as well. Maybe it's just Chiddush, and the reason why we're hopping on the case of Mid Basra, but Siman Basra is the Chiddush. That there's a tzad, that even that's possible. That's a bigger Chiddush. When you already finished the Shechit, it's still possible. That's a bigger Chiddush than if you did it in the middle. So,
you mean Basra is going to come up, but then
as well
as
she
will be done after the
question? No, 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 no. We're talking about before. No, obviously, we're talking about before.
Certainly, the tzad like Rabbi Yishio, maybe it's a good tzad, and maybe Rashi's might do that. Meaning that apostles in the minute.
See, the Svara, but we have to explain the Svara. Why in the Svara, even though the Shon disagree with Rashi, why would they hold of here it's possible? Right, the Chachar Svara is very simple, because the Mid Basra of the Siman Basra, the Shechit is already done. The Shechit is kosher. Moshen came, the Mid Basra of the Siman Kama, so there, the Shechit is not finished yet. It's still part of the Shechit, it's still being in the Shechit. So maybe there will be Maida that it will be possible because it's considered a psul in the Shechita because you're being Isaac in the Shechita. The Shechita is not finished. Now, if you look at Taisus Rid, the Chayat Taisus Rid and Ferish is not like this. Because Taisus Rid and Machria, when he comes to argue in Rashi, he's like this. Okay, before we get to the Mid Kama soon, but we're talking about Mid Basra now. Mid Achron, he says, Bein the Veshet, Bein the Kana, Ein Lahatrif. V'mir achrayin. Bein the veshet, bein the kana, says the Taisus Rid, ein lahatrif. Mechiv on the shachar ruba, v'have kibisru b'dikula, eich yala alev ish, leimar, shechalad v'shehiv, v'agrama, paislim v'aisemir. Ilu henicha ishalim, v'aisemir. Tasik Shera, Ash the Shabba, the Hichlib, but Hep Sula. So the Taisri is Beferish, that even the Mir Basra, the Simon Kama, is when he comes to argue Rashi, he comes to argue Rashi, he's arguing on both cases. Beferish. Don't tell me he means he did the Kanda after he did the Veshet. So therefore, and the way he explains it also, and the way he explains it also, it's mucha, because Zilba explains the svar. What's the svar to argue in Rashi? The svar to argue in Rashi is that we look at each simon by itself, and he says it's command kibisa b'dikula, meaning when you shechted one simon, that simon is finished. That simon is as if it's on the shelf. Okay? So now, shechting the psul, as he says, is no worse than just leaving it alone. Because the hechsher of that simon has been already done. Memela, the hechsher of that simon has been already done. It's commanded manach b'tikula. So Memela, shechting the psul, says that Yisrael is not going to passel. So Memela, if he's there, it doesn't make a difference if it's the mid Basra of the first simon, me basra of the second simon. It's not because the head, you know, it's not because the head the shechita was already chal. It's not because the head the shechita was already chal. It's because this simon is already finished. This simon is command the manach b'kula. So mele any do to it is like cutting in the leg. It's not shaykh psul shechita on a simon that's already done. Yes, Yechiel.
When asked.
I'm not talking about Mir Kama, so why are we talking about that?
If he is Peshaw, why did he have to say that he's on the Rashi of Jesus? Because the Torah shouldn't mention the first case either.
What?
Rashi agrees that by Mir Kama the Kana, it's not Terif. And yet, the Tosis Rid still includes that when he's ripping the Rashi.
Okay, so.
So when the Tosis Rid says, Bibi Abbas or Bain, Bibi.
What? What are you talking about? I made a dig in the Rajba. Rajba's problem with Raj seems to be only by Mir Basra of the Simon Basra.
Yeah.
And therefore we venture to say that the Rajba will be Maida that Psulim in the Mir Basra of the Mir Basra of the Simon Kama would be possible. And that I'm saying Tezrid Beferish argues. Tezrid, when he comes to argue Rashi, he says Beferish, even in that case, it's a problem.
He said we were Medayik in Tezrid. We were not Medayik in Tezrid.
No, I know what he's talking about, but Tezrid said Beferish. That's the Mir Basra of the Kana is a problem. And the Rajba I want to say, it's not a problem. It's kosher. And the Rajba would like to suggest, it's mashma, that he'll agree to Rashi that it's possible. That's all. Nothing to do with saying extra things. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so the Tesrit it's clear. In the Rajba, there is definitely room to say in the Rajba that the Rajba would be Maida by the Mir Basra of the Simon Kama. Do we have any Raya? Not like that. In the Rajma. You know, I looked on Lama Beis, I didn't see anything. So, Adrab, I managed to look in Teres Abayis, but if someone finds a Raya, Adrab. I'm saying, but seemingly, when you read our Raj, but that's the Chayr, the conclusion that should be drawn. And Teres Rizb Fair is not like that. Ad Khan.
The Fiatos is right?
No.
But the Mir Basra of the Simon Kama.
No.
What is Rashi Lord?
Rashi Zicha holds that it's possible. I don't know what you want. The question was before was. Question is, does Rashi hold? Rashi holds. Was question is Rashi holds it's vade pasul, or was Rashi holds then there's a take the Gemara shayles on that and it's a take on the chumra. Either way, Rashi's machmer that.
You pasul the meat of the first comment.
He doesn't need a lawyer. I've heard every word he said.
We just explained that we were misufik in Rashi.
I'm assuming in Rashi is it vaday pasul without the Gemara shayla, or is it pasul mitzad maskan of the Gemara that take was the chumra? That was the subject. There's no tzad that the miyat basra of the siman kam is better than the miyat basra of the siman basra. You out of your mind? You thought there was a happening like that? Okay, so what's the siman kam? The shayla was whether it's worse. Kol Seder, is everything clear?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Is everything clear here?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Weiter. Now, yeah. What else did Rashi tell us over here? That the Miyat Kama, says Rashi, is Vaday problematic. Miyat Kama Pshita London Avail of Vaday. Now, the Mashmois of Rashi, the Stimus of Rashi, is Doch Mashma, that we're even talking about the Miyat Kama of the Kana. The stimus of Rashi, the ambiguity of Rashi is mashma that it's even the miyat kama of the kana. Correct? I mean, Rashi is saying that chalada, the miyat kama of the kana, is a problem. That's not a shayla. Hichlad miyat saman, we're talking about the miyat basra, the miyat siman basra, maybe you also miyat basra of the siman kama, but the miyat kama of the siman kama, even in the kana, is vade a problem. Yes, Menachem, what's your problem? Lam Bezim and Aleph. What about Lam Bezim and Aleph? What about Lam Bezim and Aleph?
Mahu.
What?
Mahu.
Yeah, no, what do you want? No. So what do you want?
So he holds.
He holds what?
Still holds that if you're doing a Maishupita, it's cool to have a Pita. So, if in the it's only in the Mi'at Basra that he's specific whether or not.
Why have to be me a Rashi on Bezim Alav who doesn't talk about the Miyat Kama? He be medayik the Miyat Kama. Rashi here says Miyat Kama is straight. It's available. I know what you want. We have a Rashi on Daf Lamed on Beis.
No,
you're still going back to the old question. We have a rule that once we go back, we don't go back. Shem Zalman's rule.
Well, there is technically a Rashi on Beis. Just we don't want to go.
Now, so the means in this Rashi is telling me that this Rashi is telling me that chalada b'miyat kama of the kana is possible. Is there any objection? Is there any objection in the court? What?
Objection in the court based on that Rashi on the face.
What Rashi?
He clearly says.
What does he say?
He says that if you shehiyah b'miyat kama, it's not considered shehiyah.
Am I talking about Shahia?
Chabad also. It's all in the same category.
Oh, it's all in the same category.
All the Rishonim put Chabad and Shahia together.
What's that with that? All the Rishonim put Chabad and Shahia together. All the Rishonim put Chabad and Shahia together. What? Except for Rashi. Right, very good. And what about Ravid? Ravid also puts together?
Stop and say that anyway. What's me?
What?
Ramban separates
them
together.
What?
Ramban separates
them. Does Ravid put them together?
Ramban.
What was the question that Nate had?
Why is the Midbash?
What?
Why is the Midbash as a
Shia? Shiatzma? In El Beveshet. What? I'm kind of Leodif. You the Bas. You know, he's Mechal between.
Mir Basra.
So the Kana. For some reason.
No, but he was Mechal by Chalad. He said. She asked my again. What was your question? She asked my Einel Beveshet of a Kana. By Adiv. Right, she is only the Vesh and not the Kana. Anyway, so again, we have a Rashi here.
Hey,
Banishlam, the Banishlam, again. I know the Rashi.
So, what's the Banishlam? All he says is no soul in Yikon.
He doesn't say that! The Banishlam doesn't say that! He says that there's no sheen in me and Kama the Khan. That's what he says.
But by Khan they're not?
Right.
No. We had a Svarit to be Mechal.
One second. We'll get the Svarit. Let's first read. First we have to read the Rashi. Then we'll get the Svarit. So, L'chair, it's clear in this Rashi on top that Hichle b'mi et Kama of the Kana is Nevela. Now, Rashi... And the Hemshech of Rashi tells me that in Shia it's not like that. In the Shia, Rashi says that Shia, the Mid Kama, the Kana is kosher. Amu the Kana, Basra, Bain the Kana, Bain the Vash, we are with me. Rashi says that Shehiyah over there, and Shehiyah b'mid kam of the Kana is not Trey, but Mid Kama the Veshed, it is Mitrafa, and the Mid Basra, Bein the Kona, Bein the Veshed. It's a problem. So now, Sulchaira Rashi seems to differentiate between the Psul of Shehiyah and the Psul of Chalada. That's the chayra of what we have to take out from this Rashi. Glad to hear your opinion. There's a dig in Rashi on top, right? There's a dig. Rashi is isim. And why doesn't Rashi fear ice? As I think we heard before, Rashi's not shy. So how come Rashi didn't tell us that by Chalad there's a difference between the Vesh and the Kana? Okay? So, L'chari, what's the Chalad?
Oh. Shehiyah.
No.
It breaks up the Shechita l'fi Rashi.
Mashenken.
Mashenken Chalad,
it's a Pesul Shechita. Oh. Zot Merkin. Very good. L'chari, Misvara. Misvara, there's a very strong makom to be mechalek between Shia and Chalada, and that's totally in the Chakira that we discussed a number of times already, and it's going to come up now in the Tam, in the Fake, whatever, that the question is, and this is Ibn Moshe discusses this question about Richas and Simen Gimel, and that is, what is the gather of the psul of Shehiyah? What is the gather of the psul of Chalad and other psulim? In other words, he clarifies it really by all the psulim. Is the pshat is it a psul in the siman? Is it a psul in the shechita that passes the whole shechita? Or the pshat is that part of the psul, that part is not good shechita. So he definitely wants a mechalek, at least for some shittas, between Shehiyah and other psulim. That Shehiyah is more of a svara to say that what Shehiyah does is just breaks up the shechita. She is not a psul batsim. Shehiyah is just that it breaks up the first ma'isa with the subsequent ma'isa, mamela, that's the psul. So if that's the pshat, now I think he quotes from the Arzurua. The Arzurua says the Imam Moshe. The Arzurua says, I think the Beis Levi has, he quotes Beis Levi has a problem with the Arzurua, but that the Arzurua says that the Arzurua holds that Nukuvas Aveshet is a treifa. Yeah, Nukuvas Aveshet is a treifa, but yet. You know, there's a whole shayla about that. It includes the Vesha Treif and the Vela that we had a little bit, a long time ago. We'll have it again when we get to Lama Beis and Mitzvah Hashem. But the Arzua Paskin and the Kuvah Zaveshet is a Treifa, it's not a Vela. Yet he holds that by Shoha, by Veshet, it's an Vela. So from him you see that Shechayrat Shehiyah is taka psul, and it's not just that it breaks it up. If it's just pshat that it breaks it up, if you hold it, kufas aveshet is a treifa, then shoha just said, okay, we separate the first part of shechita, the second part of shechita. So what you do? Chayr is no worse than kufas aveshet. The first part of shechita, all I did was poke a hole in the veshet, and now I did shia. Okay, so it breaks it up. So chayr is no worse than kufas aveshet. Elamai, we see that if it's a psul, it's in the ma'is shechita. So then, and she is considered a psul in the shechita. The pshat is, the pasul is the whole shechita. It's a psul in the shechita. It's not just breaking it up. So male, whatever you had till now, you're stuck with. One second, pshat is a psul, and that's a shechita. It's a psul, and that's a shechita. What? So it's an avail. So it's an avail. That would be pshat or zerul. Now we'll see. As the quotes of Craig over there in Simon Chavzayin, end of Simon Chavzayin. Krager seems is misubik about this b'dash of Beren Tam, but let's hold off on that till we get to Beren Tam. Krager already, the Chayyar is oimid on this Nakuda, it seems. Krager is oimid on this Nakuda. What is the gather of the Psul? And so Mela, that would be Pshat Arzurua. Now one second, get back to that. And Rashi.
If it breaks it up, it's a
joke. If it breaks it up, then Pshat is what I did till now. Yeah? And the finishings, it's two separate things. So therefore, what I did till now is judged by itself. What I do till now, I made a hole in it. A mir kama. I cut the mir kama. It's no worse than if I had a hole in the hole in the kufas aveshet. It's a tray, but not in the bed. But what? I can barely hear you when you don't cover your mouth.
Rashi doesn't hold like that.
One second. Lot. Let's first say how Rashi might hold of it, and then we'll see why Rashi doesn't hold it.
This is in the aveshet.
Who? I'm talking about in general the psul shehiyah. What is the get of psul shehiyah? It's negayah to us in the kana. It's negayah to us in the veshet. But I'm just bringing the raya from. There's no difference in the psul shehiyah in the kana of the veshet. So if I'm being magde, what is the psul shehiyah? I can bring a raya from the kana to the veshet. So the Azrua holds that the psul that's a mshchita. That's the chayyah very clear. That's what the Moshe says. It may doesn't understand the base levi's time on the Azrua, etc. That's the emotions of Pshat and Arzurua. Now, for Rashi, if you want to be mechala between Chalada, the mir kama of the veshet, of the kana, sorry, and Shehiya, the mir kama even of the kana, the Rashi is saying that here it's kosher, and here not, teretzis, because Chalada is a psul in the shechita. Okay? Chalada is not just a break in action. Chalada is a psul. It's a bad shechita. If it's a bad shechita, then Rashi might hold that even in the mir kama of the kana, it could passel. Even in the mir kama of the kana, it could passel. Obviously, not if you hold like the Nesivis that the Miyad Kama of the Kana doesn't have a Shem Shechita B'chla. Linyan Lid Madomer Yesh Shchil Vatzayim. It's not going to make Shchut Echutz. Chavis Das that we had, right? But our whole discussion over here to say that Chalada B'mid Kamo D'Kanda should pass on because Chalada is a psul. That's obviously, I shouldn't have to speak it out, but it's obviously assuming that the Miyad Kam of the Kana has a Shem Shchit on it. Okay? Now I'm going to see. Now, so Fizeh, we could say that Chalad and Miyad Kam of the Kana apostles, Shehiyah, we could maybe suggest. Maybe Machaz is going to kill us for this in a minute. Seder, but at this point we could suggest that she is trying to like Yaakov said, it's a break in the action. It separates the two parts of the shechita. So Meila has a difference because if it's in the veshet, so if you broke it up, it's going to be a treifa. Rashi says it's a treifa. Me come the veshet mitrefa. Right? It could be it's not going to be in the veil. It could be treifa. Mashen came by kana, or chatzik kana pogum. It's kosher. It's not a treifa. It's a meila. If it breaks it up, so fine. Dal mahacha, the beginning of the shechita. The beginning of the shechita didn't make any trouble. The beginning of the shechita of the kana didn't make any trouble. A meila. Oh, it's a meila. I can just leave it. So you broke up my shechita, right? So the end is not connected to the beginning, the beginning is not connected to the end. So what? It's vas. It's got a hole in the kana. Big deal. We're not so scared off about a hole in the kana.
So
chalav is a psul. I don't even know what chatzik kana pogum. Chalav is a psul.
Meaning there's no
constant
chatzik kana pogum, but it's
chalav
is a psul.
Okay.
I'm asking.
Yes, chalav is a psul. When you did chalav, you passed the shechita. Pass the whole shechita, not just this. You pass the whole shechita, right? Now, that's the chayra how we could explain very simple the difference between the two Rashi's. Frek Menachem. Without the attitude, Frek Menachem. So, she be mir basra, right? Shiv mir basra. Rashi zoch the shita that shiv mir basra is a problem, and we explained taka many times that what's the chayra? What's the tzad that shiv mir basra passels? If you say that shiv just breaks it up. So dal mahacha, the miyad basra. We have the rive of the mi of the rive of the kana, or the vesha, whatever it is. So how can there be a problem of shia? How can a problem of shia miyad basra? Elamai, we said, you have to say with Rashi that shia is a pshat. She is a paisel. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam himself said that, Barashi. I think he was the one that brought it out. Whatever, the Pashi, that Shiv Mir Basra is a paisel. The male, that's the Chiddush. That once we establish with Az Rashi that the end is also considered part of the Shechita, the male, it's going to passel. The male, but now, once it's part of Shechita, any psul passes the whole shechita. It's a psul in the whole shechita. That's only assuming that's a psul. If it's a pshat, it just breaks it up. It's a break in the action. There's no way that we can understand. She does Rashi Lamed Beis that she had mir basra passel. Azay frek Menachem. Excellent question. So that's why. The chayra hadr kush l'duchte. Hadrakush Laduchte, Yaakov got too excited too fast, and the explanation between the chiluk between Chalad Mir Kam of the Kana and Shiv Mir Kam of the Kana, the chiluk is the Gval Gachiluk. The trial is, does Rashi hold that? So if Chayr from Rashi in the flying base is bored, he doesn't hold his chiluk. Some Kain, Hadrakush Laduchte, what's talking the chiluk? That's why Yechiel said, right, he talks, there's no chiluk, right?
I mean, Ramban makes a kavchomer magrom. Magrom is mavachim lav magrom b'shvit. I'm sure Rashi and Chalad put them together.
What? Again. Did I say that every single region holds that the chiluk in Shiyah Chalada? Adrab, I brought down an Arzarua, that's Mukhm Arzarua, she is also Psul. Yeah? I didn't say it's not another son. The question is, what does Rashi hold? Now.
We suggest that he doesn't hold the constants over here.
He'll hold it doesn't cancel. There's no mention, he's talking about the Veshim. Okay, but you could say, if we write the first Dig in Rashi, the Rashi's going under the Mir Basra of the Simon Basra, which happens to be the Veshet, so then, you say Rashi means, maybe when Rashi says Mir, that by Mir Kama, Yitzchak Nevela, Rashi happens to be talking about. This is what I was thinking before anyway. Rashi happens to be talking about the Miyad Basra of the Veshet. So then when Rashi says, but the Miyad Kama is certainly in the Vela, then the Peshat is that Rashi would mean to say the Miyad Kama of the Veshet. Because he happened to have been talking about the Veshet, then Rashi would, where Rashi says that the Miyad Kama is for sure a problem, Rashi would be talking about the Veshet. Not the Kana, because he hasn't been talking about the then, and the Chanami, Rashi would hold, the Chalada, Mid Kama, the Kana, would also be okay, because not Shaykh Pesulim, because it's not a trade. So that could be a way of getting out of that deep. That could be a way of getting out of the deep. Rashi happens to talk about the Veshet, and then the Rashi is saying that Mid Kama is a problem, Rashi means the Veshet, not the Kama. Okay. Kenzai, maybe we'll be forced to say that. No.
He holds like that
in the Zivis. What? Then either Hidafka doesn't hold like the Zivis, and that's why. Sorry, then he holds like the Zivis. Not necessarily. If we're talking about the Miyad Kama of the second Siman, so it's part of the Shechita. The Siman might be talking about Miyad Kama of the Kana, not talking Miyad Kama of the Veshet. No, it's not. We're talking Miyad Kama of the Veshet.
Right, the
Kana
is kosher.
We're talking about. But then the Kana is kosher because either because it's not a Shechita Bechlal. Or then it's Mukhlal Sana Shlita. I'm not sure it's Mukhlal, that's what Hashem Reitah. That would be the easiest thing to say, but I won't be happy to say that. Especially it's Mukhlal. Okay? Fine. Right, yeah?
We're talking about the
Veshet,
so therefore.
So when he says the Miyad Kama is a sure problem, maybe he's talking about the Veshet. He's talking about the Miyad Basra of the Veshet. So when Rashi turns around and says, but the Miyad Kama is a sure problem, so now I'm saying that the whole Dig Emel Chatchila, the Rashi is Saisim, it's Mashma Miyad Kama of any Simon, maybe it's not Muchach, maybe Rashi is, who happens to be talking about the Veshet, so maybe the Dig, the Rashi says, that the Miyad Kama is for sure a problem, Mike is talking about the Veshet, not the Kana. That's what I'm suggesting now to avoid the whole problem.
And then my question is Veshet.
What? Again, the whole beginning of the shir was to read the Rashi and explain and the Rajba and say the Rashi of the Miyad Basra of the Siman Basra. So that was 20 minutes ago. That was half hour ago. 40 minutes ago. I don't have to chazer that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay, so that might work. Okay?
Why is the
Mir Basra any different than the Tam? Because the Mir Basra, Shkin is already finished. The Mir Tam, Shkin is not finished.
No, no, so for sure, we see that the Mir Basra.
We're going to the Gemara Shiloh. The Gemara Shiloh. Rashi says, the Gemara had a Shiloh.
So
if
we come out that the
meat
basra is going to be a problem.
Okay, so what?
And the
meat
come is not going to be a problem by the
time. Because the kana may be the same, it's not a shchidah b'chal, or it doesn't make it a treif, it's not a mokum to pasul. However you want to say it, but Rashi says the shchidah b'chal is called it. That much Rashi says for sure, right? Rashi, hello? Forget about everything. What's Mefarish and Rashi? The Sheep made Kama, the Khan is okay? Is that Mefarish and Rashi? Fine. So I'm Rashi hold, according to Menachem, Rashi holds his soul, so why is the kosher? Menebe right there. You have to deal with that, right? So you can say Rashi was going to see this, which is what we said in Mamal, right? As we said in Mamal. Now, and that's Pshitus Rashi. The Shaila, whether or not it's the Reis Rabbanan, which we've discussed other times, but this is the place. Now, because I don't want anybody, about to shine on my hair. So the Rashba and the Ravid seem to learn up in Rashi that it's Rabban. The Rashba says, because I've got the Shachar Ruba, this Kashula Behema, also Lachtoich, Hamid Beshebe Oy Bechalada, Oy Bagram Oy Bedras, all the Psulim. Shlo yira kishaychet bepsul shchita. Rashi's the Rabbanu declared to the Rabbanan. Lo yira. Rashi, I think we had in the Teres Abayis also, right? We had it in the Teres Abayis somewhere, no? That was clear. That is Rabbanan. No? Yeah. Where was Teres Abayis? Remember, Teres Abayis also was clear that Rabban Raj Mirals, Mashim Rabban, I think it was even more clear Teres Abayis. Ramban brings over here from the Ravid, Lahedya, the rational Rabban. Because Rishayim asked to answer Rishayim's Kasha and Rashi. Pais is Kasha ready. Pishma Kudja is a Mir Basra, a Mir Kama, Pshitul on the Abin of Eila. A Gomanami Apostle, a Philo Shaka Shay Shlish. Higim Shlish that Dilu Chumra. And the Yitzchak, the Rivam asks, no, a Grom Paskin Ver Kama. Where is Yudha? Higim Ashman Rabbanan. It's a Shaka Shay Shlish. Higim Shlish. We say it's Kasha. He may be in Fir Rabbanan. So when Rashi compares it to him, Rashi says that just like Hichlid or Shav Mir Basra is a problem, so too Hagrama. So therefore the Rishayim disagree with Rashi. Certainly got by Hagrama. But the Rishayim also are in Rashi B'chav. But so it says the Raya B'chayim Dvarah. And also, they ask him to Sefta. Sefta says, Shachet ba Echol, right Echol, ba'if, happy Shashal is Ma'amaruba, Vagamish, Vasak Sheir. The first is Sefta against Rashi. That's what Shayin's problems with Rashi. Arrives on Makayim Dvar, Vloimish, Kiva Shalachat Chila, Mina Shnei Samarim, come by Elay. Kiva that Atsuchura Banan, Lenigmar Alishvita, Atsuchua Nami Bakashris. So the Ravid says clearly it's only din Rabbanan. That since Lamayis Lachatchila you have to shef two simanim. Therefore, even that's Rabbanan the Migmar to the Shchita. I don't know why this, but Lachatchila two simanim. The Chayish is talking about Lachatchila. You need shef Kula and not just Ravid. Right? Why does Ravid say because Lachatchila need two simanim? I mean, once I got you, one second. Akapanim, therefore, Rabbanon, there's a problem. Not only they say at the shech, they said it has to be bekashrus. Oh, so here he adds the lace they killed was shchidatzma. No, they'll machayiv you to do it bekashrus in order that you shouldn't mess up with the minimum shchita. So the rabbanon come by like, so our gemara is only shared the rabbanon. Now it's interesting because he really could have just stopped right there as far as the Tosefta is concerned. Because there was the raya from the Tosefta, you could say maybe that's a madraisa. Okay, but anyway, the point is he learned his Rabbanan, right? Now, it's interesting because the Ramban says, Kol Eilu D'Divrei Havayim. That Philip Sur Rabbana legazu ba b'sheich ed rov shnayim v'niach amir. He says, no, I think what the Rabban's asking is that even if you want to say the Chazal were mechayiv you to shech the whole thing, but they never said that there's a psul, and the psul, you know, they were mechayiv you to shech, but not that if you mess up it should be possible. That's the Rabban asks on the Raya. Now, I think that, so what's going on here? What was the Raya at all? What's the Machlokes over here? So I think that what's going on over here is that I think the Rabban understood in the Raya, the Raya did say a line like that, that the Rabban understood in the Raya, the reason why it's possible near Basra is because when Chazal said, Yad Shech, so they said, you know, the whole year a day until Simon Chavtes comes along, right? All Dinei Shechita come along with this Chiv Rabbana. So when Chazal said, Shech, again, I'm not sure what Rabbi talks about, Esimon Mokulai, which that is that when they said Shech, they said, okay, and if you don't Shech properly, it's possible. Okay? Now, says the Ramban, Mechtesi. We don't find that when Chazal or Mechayiv you, Chatchila, it's the only deal Chatchila, right? It's not, if you didn't check, it's kosher, right? If you stop right there, and you measure it, and it was right, we're good, right? Or with Simon Echabayim, if you have it, it's kosher, right? So therefore, he says, not Mestaber. So you see that they weren't, there's this whole Chiv, it's Dil Chatchila, they said Shech. Right, but not that. So male, if they weren't mechayiv, so male they didn't pass later. That's what Rabban's saying. Mechteisa that there's a psul rabbanon on this shechita because you didn't check properly on the rabbanon level to be possible because it's a psul shechita because they didn't do that. So I feel psul rabbanon like gazer ba b'sheich rav shnayim. Right? You see that if you shech the roiv and you left it over, it's okay. Right? There's no psul. So in other words, what's the man wrong with that? What's the man wrong with that? I think what the man's trying to say is we see that the whole din chil shech is that just chil shech. Because he understood the roiv b'shai zechiv shechita. And meila, if there's a psul in that shechita, so on the rabban level, you pass the shechita. Says Rabban, Akar, that wasn't together with the Akara. Because if you didn't do it, it's kosher. So if you tell me that they actually made psulim on it, yeah, they made psulim on it, then it's your makhdif.
It's
kosher,
you have to shech properly, right?
Avada, the din chatchil, Avada shech properly, it's Avada, no one's arguing with that.
Right. Just whether
the question is whether right. So just like they weren't mechayiv you, but the evidence the shech the bechalas, the man was no psul either. So, but that's what the Ramban asked in the Raivin. But it could be the Raivin holds that it's taka worse if you shech because if you shech the bepsul, then says the Raivin because Raivin added a few words over it. Ki heich lo leisu they kilkel shechita atzma. The Raivin says, this, what's the whole reason why Chazal Mechayiv to finish the Shechita is a gezeira, right? You might not do the whole thing. Says the Raivin, there's an extension of that gezeira. You know, there's a gezeira in this.
if you passel this gzeira, if you makalpel in the Tosefes, how goofed is a gzeira? There's a gzeira that you've been makalpel in the beginning. It's not possible because on this Rabbanan Shechita, on this Rabbanan Shechita, they said there's psulim. So just like on the Raisa Shechita, there's psulim in the Raisa, on the Rabbanan Shechita, there's psulim in Rabbanan. No, that's not what's going on over here. That's not what's going on over here. What's going on over here is that there's a gzeira. How goof if you mess up, there's a gzeira on this. There's a gzeira on this. There's a bazunder psul if you messed up. Because then there's a gzeira. Just like Chile told you to Shech, so you shouldn't mess up here also. There's a gzeira, says the Ravid, that if you're going to mess up here, you might mess up this, and melee possible. So it's worse, Taka, if you mess up. It's worse if you mess up because now there's a gzeira. If you're going to mess up here, you're going to mess up over this. So they possibly.
You finished the
Shechita.
What? You did it. You finished the
Shechita.
Now you're getting zero on like retroactive. I didn't know.
Why not?
Why not? Why if I just makalpa here, then it means retroactively I was
makalpa
there.
It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira.
Gzeira what?
That you might, that if there'll be marsha this, then next time you might mess up in the beginning. I don't know. It's a gzeira. He says a gzeira.
That's
what he says. If you get used to shechting the pastels and getting away with it, then there's a gzeira. The next time you're going to shech that. That's right, it says. That's what he says. Okay, so you have a problem with understanding
that? That I get.
Okay, so he's saying very clearly, Chayr. So, but I think it seems to me that's machlokes. The Ramban understood, and he was stressing the first part of right, that kinat shchur banan lemigmar shchita, it's shchur naim bekashus, right? So in other words, no machayim shchita bekashus. So we messed up. So the Ramban is a chiv shchita here. A chiv shchita is bekashus, and you did it bepaslus and elis basel. So I think the Rav will tell the Ramban, what are you talking about? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you messed up, there's a gzeira. There's a bazundur, a mstream to gzeira when you messed up. That's the pshat. So they will learn, seemingly even in Rashi, Chaim Devar of the Rav, the Ramban says.
So what's
the
take?
They'll learn in Rashi, it's Rabban. Now, the Tvor Shar wants to learn up in Rashi, not like that. Because one of his rais is, it's Tekun Rabbanon. Tekun L'chumra, if it's just Rabbanon, so far Tekun Shvil Chula. On that, he got his matcha.
What's the
suffix you mean? I misunderstood. You're asking the Tulashar's kasha. What's the suffix? Hagufa. Is there a gzera? I don't know.
Is there a gzera?
Now, Tvor Shar asked the kasha, as I thought you were asking, what's the take? Why is the take l'chum if it's only Rabbanan? Elmai is mashmas deraisa. So Rashi takes the chumra. So that he says nishka ferloch. Because that he says he has a gus. Maimon, he knows most rishonim all the fairs that take by rabbanon, take on by a suffix rabbanon is also the kula. Because of gus maimon, I didn't look it up. Because of gus maimon, that takeu by when one has takeu, then it's a chumra even by rabbanon. So Mela, that kasha maybe is not mochach. He wants to say though, once medayik from the Ben Yeruchim, that was the Raisa. Ben Yeruchim says, Nevela, Tzofik Nevela. So I'm not sure what that thing is so strong about. I mean, even as Rabban, Tzofik Nevela Rabban, I know it doesn't say Nevela Raisa. But from Ben Yeruchim, we have a much better raya, and it's mukach in Ben Yeruchim that it's the raisa. Why? Because Ben Yeruchim that we've had numerous times, Ben Yeruchim is magdir the side of mid basra, why it passels. He says, because he was in Galadas, by finishing the shechita is megal al das, but that's part of the shechita as well. We've used this many times. The side is not just tam, like Rashi says, and when you finish, that it's part of shechita nivot shayach psulim, as shivim in basra. Rather, Rashi says, Rabbi Yochum says, because you're megal al das, by virtue of the fact that you finish your shechita, you're megal al das, that even then it's part of your shechita. If Rabbi Yochum held that it's just a rabbanon, it's a gzeira, right? It's a gzeira up to the beginning, then what does he have to give me his whole speech for? Why does he have to give me a whole speech to explain to me how to connect the Mi'ad Basra with the Mi'ad Kama, to make it all one shechita? It's very simple. It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira after the Mi'ad Kama. You don't have to make fancy shtikul Torah to explain to me that your mindset makes it all one shechita. There's no discussion for that. This pashta is a gzeira. Gzeira d'rabbanan. You don't have to explain anything. So if Rabbi Yochum feels necessary to explain his ganz shtikul Torah, and kein it's muchach, that Rabbi Yochum learns upon him is that it's the Raisa, and now he's saying that this bigger. Since it's part of Shechita, male Shaiv Psulim on the Raisa level. So
he's explaining the mindset
of Zera.
Why did the
Chacham
make this
specific?
Which is
in the Svar? Why is this? Why need it for it's Zera? Because why is this Zera? It might make sense. Why did he explain it? Why does he need explanation?
He's a nice guy.
Why does he need explanation? Huh? Nice guy. Why need explanation? And besides, he's not Rama's Bechal et Rabbanan. He just says this Svar. So if you tell me, if you're right, it's Xer Rabbanan, and the only reason why it's Xer is because it is. But all he says is this. He doesn't say anything about Rabbanan. There's no remnants to Rabbanan. And why do we need this? Why is it Xer? I don't understand. Why we need this far to help the Gzeira? It's Gzeira. This is Gzeira, the Mi'ad Basra, of the Mi'ad Kama. If the Mi'ad Basra, you need to make it on.
Gzeira makes it sound
it's
like.
It's not real. That's not really part of Shechita, right?
Gzeira itself is putting it back in the Shechita. I'm saying Ahulufa is putting it back in the Shechita, and therefore it's the race. So how could it be?
What?
The Svar itself sounds like it's putting it back in Shechita.
He's saying it looks like it's part of Shechita. It therefore Chazal, I'm not going to try to explain it. I don't understand this. Ask me what it means. I don't know anything. So l'chayra, and this theme is Lashon Rashi and the Flamin Beis. Also l'chayra's mashma is not a gzeir. As Rashi says, kivin the hod of a gomra, kul chad shchitei, right? Rashi was also a dilma kul chad shchitei. This pachalada, Rashi is not. Rashi is not mashma a gzeira. Rashi is saying because kul chad shchita. Whether it's what the Rebbe Yochum says, what not the Rebbe Yochum says, for Ma'aser Rashi says kul chad shchita. Again, if it's a gzeira, then say it's a gzeira. Why do you need this kul chad shchita? So Akbar, but that Rashi and Rabbi and Rashi not like that. Say it. It's coming on. But Akban is Meiruch, and Mechar is clear, that's the Raisa. What? The Rabban claims he is. The Raivin in the Yad, not necessarily the Rashi, but the Rabban.